Hey guys, it's Beauty from Cochivilla. Welcome to Business Facts. Wait a minute. Are you forgetting something? Please click the subscribe button to join our community. All right, thank you so much. So today we are going to talk about market research, steps to gain a good market research data for your business. Hang in right there.
Get the right business. This is Business Facts Podcast with Beauty from Cochivilla.
Market research involves compiling information about your target markets and customers. The process involves using a mix of data analysis and in-person research to gain an understanding about your customers, their personalities, and their buying habits. If you develop a business plan prior to starting your business, you have probably conducted preliminary market research by answering the following questions. Is there a need for my product or services? Who are my primary competitors? What makes my company different? Answering these questions serve as a starting point. You could jump into a business and start marketing without considering any of these questions, but studying your market to better understand your target clients can give you a better idea of which marketing strategies will work for you. So we are going to look into the types of market research you need before you start your business. There are two primary categories of market research. We have primary and secondary. Primary research involves researching out directly to people and getting their thoughts on your products or services. It can also be used to learn about buying habits, preferences, and other useful data. Anytime you interact directly with a customer or potential customer, you are conducting primary research. While secondary research involves analyzing data that already exists, such as data gathered from your primary research. Existing studies and consumer reports give you idea about your customers and direction for your primary research. So how do you do a market research? This totally depends on how much research you want to do, your time and your budget. You want to gather enough information to guide decision making, but you also want to get the most out of your market research budget. Here are some steps you can take to conduct effective market research. Number one is define your goals. Two, start with the secondary research. And three, develop your survey questions. Four, collect your primary research. Five, compile the data. I'm gonna take it one after the other. So number one here is define your goals. So before getting started, make a plan, come up with a list of goals and objectives so you can be sure you're asking the right questions and gathering the right data. If your goal is to open a new business, your market research may be geared towards finding out if there is a market for your product. If you're trying to improve your place in the market and pull customers away from your competitors, your goal may be to gain a solid understanding of your differentiators. Knowing upfront what you want to accomplish will keep you from spending needless time sniffing through irrelevant data. Having a goal in place gives you direction for seeking out secondary sources, writing survey questions, and many more. So number two is start with secondary research. Secondary research helps you further define your goals, and it helps you solidify your primary research plans. There are lots of secondary data on hand, but don't let it overwhelm you. Start by focusing on your own data. So under this category, we have steps, which is the analytic. The website and social media analytic can be used to help you strengthen customers' perception of your brand. You can use this information to track trends on how your customers are interacting with your company. If a certain web page is gaining more engagement than yours, you can use that information to identify keywords and other informations that are driving visitors to your site. Another point is trade publication. Most industries have professional associations and trade publications that are released regularly. These sources can provide valuable insight on consumer buying patterns, industry trends, and more. Read articles and pay attention to what types of business and advertising in this issue. Another point is consumer reports. Market research firm specializes in collecting data for customers. These firms often break data down by industries, specific metrics. So you can start with an internet search for free market research reports in your industry. Free reports aren't as thorough, but they can serve as a starting point if you're on a budget. You can look through the free report as a first step towards identifying and hunting down the most useful data points for your business. This gives you valuable insight and it lets you focus your primary research on topics that are tailored to your business. Another point under secondary research is competitive analysis. Conducting competitive analysis is an important part of market research. If you are starting a new business, this secondary data will help you determine whether your customers want your product. You may find out that you are entering a saturated market, which means you will have to further differentiate yourself to stand out and find new customers. So knowing how your competitors go about meeting the needs of clients in your industry can help you identify your own strengths and weaknesses. It helps you gain insight into what you're doing differently and differentiate any gap you could be filling. Another point is sales reports. If your business is already established, look through your annual sales reports from the past few years to see which products and services are performing well and which aren't. Be sure to look at historic sell-through and trajectories so that you can differentiate consistent sellers from seasonal or fade items. Another point is demographic information. During your research, you can collect demographic information as part of your primary and secondary research. Gathering information about who lives in your area, ages, median income, educational levels, average home prices, etc., etc. This can help you understand your product's local potential. You can also look at your local city or country website to find demographics report. If you have an existing business, you can also leverage past client survey and email list to gain insight into who has spent the most money with your company in the past. Number three is develop your survey instrument. So this is the third step for your market research. Once you have compiled and analyzed your secondary data, you can start shaping your primary research while sniffing through reports and market studies. Take note of gaps you can fill by talking to people in person. So there we go to number four, which is primary research. Use your primary research to fill in the gaps and round out the information collected in your secondary research. You might choose to use a survey to collect some data and save the focus group and client interview for open-ended questions. Use any of all of these methods to interact with your client. So the method includes phone or email surveys, online polls, focus groups, customer interviews, customer questionnaires. So let me take them one after the other. For phone or email surveys, using a phone or email survey can give you insight into how customers feel about your products or services. If you want data from a random sample of people in your area, you might consider hiring a professional to conduct and analyze the survey. It's generally accepted that surveys are more effective when they are kept short. So another point is online pools. You can use your social media account or your website to post online polls and distribute them to your followers. If you use a polling mechanism that lets users enter their own answers, you will likely gain perspective that you haven't yet considered. Use online polls for simple questions like identifying people's favorite products and services or whether they have a favorable view of your company or business. Another is focus group. You can conduct a focus group by gathering people in your target market and asking them questions. To find participants for your focus group, you can contact customers who are already on your email list. To improve your chances of finding participants, you may consider offering an incentive such as a gift or discount. Just offer them something in return for their participation. In order to encourage a discussion, ask open-ended questions. Use how and why questions that encourage people to elaborate on their answers. Asking questions that can be answered with a simple yes or no won't result in useful data. So another point is customer interviews. Talking to current, potential, and former customers can give you insight into how they view your company or product. When conducting this interview, stay away from language that's overly sales-oriented. It's best to record these interviews, but make sure you tell your clients that they are being recorded. If you can handle constructive criticism, interviewing former clients can help you assess where your product or services have failed and devise solutions accordingly. Another point is customer questionnaires. Questionnaires let you talk to your customers during the sales process. They also help you determine their satisfaction with their customers' experience or even your everyday operations. You can even tailor the questionnaire to your market research goal and keep a stack at your cash register. These questionnaires can also be sent to your email list. So, and finally, which is the final step for your market research, which is the number 5, compile the data. When you are done with your primary research, create a report summarizing the data. You can integrate this into the result of your secondary data or write a standalone document. Once you have compiled and analyzed your data, you can summarize relevant insights that pop out at you during the process. When you know your customer demographics, you can tailor your marketing strategy and allocate your budget to channels that reach to those groups. You can use this information to tailor your messaging or test out new social media and campaigns. Modify your brand voice and develop other activities that speak to your persona. Guys, it's a wrap. Thank you for coming this far with me. I hope your curiosity has been addressed. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Till I come your way again, always be you and do you. Bye-bye.